Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Humanity Pod. I'm your host, Madison Woodlands, and today we're going to be looking at the human experiences through two amazing texts I've looked at. The first text we're going to look at is Past the Shallows by Farrell Parrott and the Tropfest short film Lamb by Emma Freeman. So our question for today's episode is, how can we define the human experience? Is it the same for all of us, or are our experiences different? Well, in my opinion, despite the fact that the human experiences are seen as collective, we all will come across various ways of these experiences in our lifetime. These experiences can include the lack of parental figure and how these adverse circumstances can force us as humans to become more mature and reach coming of age. This suggests that human relationships are often perceived as inconsistent and complex, particularly in both texts. So stay tuned! Does everyone in your family behave the same? Do they have the same equality? Or are our relationships with family always different? The complex relationships within the current family is a universal theme about the human experience throughout the text. The force of maturity in parental roles is particularly directed at the younger brothers Miles and Harry, as they are forced to mature at a young age, especially when their mother passes, which caused the father to become an abusive alcoholic. An example of this is when Miles, Martin, David, and Jeff go on a fishing trip. After a serious accident, when the whole boat quaked, tipped, and Miles slid until he smashed hard against the railing and the water was coming in, Martin takes charge, risking his life to protect Miles. The paradox of the care and concern Martin has for Miles, unlike his own father, introduces a metaphor for the complexity of these relationships and the coming of age. Martin particularly takes the role of the father figure for Miles when his dad shows no desire to comfort his own son, showing the complexity of families. Contrastingly, the short film Lamb by Emma Freeman showcases a more warm-hearted story of a poor farmer father and his blind son situated in the rough outback of Australia. This loving relationship presents the father working to support his blind son, while also trying to survive by making challenging decisions. The immediate shift to darker lighting and tones when the father kills their pet lamb, with which the son has a strong relationship with, suggests that the destruction of the relationship between the lamb and the son, ultimately displaying the level of sacrifice that the father will go to for his child. Afterwards, the father dresses their dog in wool, which symbolizes how the father will go the extra mile to protect his childhood innocence, compared to the father in Past the Shallows, where he has no aspirations to go out of his way and comfort his sons. The power of relationships is shown when Emma Freeman utilizes sepia tones to create a warm connection between the son and the lamb. This makes us as responders feel empathetic for both characters. To add to this, these colors give us an insight into what it looks like to live in a poor environment, making us feel sympathy for this family. While Lamb focuses on the power and complexity of family relationships, Past the Shallows comes with a wide range of human experiences. While before we explored the force of maturity, Past the Shallows additionally presents us with loss of childhood innocence and lack of mother role through Miles' experience. And this all happens once again on the boat with his father Jeff and Martin. So let's dive straight in. After daydreaming on the boat, Miles shortly becomes disgusted when Jeff brutally murders the pregnant shark and the babies. This symbolism makes Miles feel empathetic for the mother shark as he also experiences losing his mother. This also creates an interesting symbolic reference for lack of childhood innocence when Jeff kills the baby sharks. Miles' loss of innocence is symbolized through the death of the babies. And the loss of the babies haunts Miles as he caught the baby in his arms. It was dead now, black-eyed, fixed. The short film Lamb explores the fragility of childhood innocence with the use of the young blind son. The father tries to support his son. This was particularly the case when he has to make the heartbreaking decision to kill the lamb. As the father has murdered the pet lamb, he attempts to solve and conceal an irreversible problem from the child. As he closes the pet dog with the sheep's wool, this introduces a symbolic reference that Emma Freeman uses to focus on themes of fragility of childhood innocence, which is an inescapable human experience. This specifically happens when the father puts the wool over the eyes of the dog. This is a well-known saying that symbolically means preventing someone from discovering something by misguiding them, which the father becomes a part of, showing that he will do anything to protect the child from confronting nature. Additionally, the close-up shots of the father's face of despair that afterwards transitions into a close-up shot of the warm light suggests that he has come up with an idea to protect the son's innocence. Unlike the father and Jeff, when they have no desire to preserve Miles or Harry's innocence. This overall questions the reality of the perfect family and reveals the nature of maturity between these relationships. We should all be motivated to reflect on our personal lives. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you guys for listening. See you next time on the Humanity Pod. This was your host, Madison Woodlands.